What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. It's your boy, What the World, and you are listening to Guns and Freedom Podcast. Now, if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, you want to go ahead and do that. It is under, just type in a search, type in What the What, just like it sounds. And we got videos there, gun ranges, whatnot, talking and whatnot. But this podcast is not on there. I'm thinking about starting another channel and recording video for these podcasts and putting it up there as well. But I don't know. We'll see. But let's dive right into what we're going to be talking about today. And that is California. Yes, California. In response to recent gun violence across the state and nation, lawmakers are pushing ahead with efforts to strengthen gun laws in California. Now, there's two bills aiming to bolster California's gun laws cleared key committees on Tuesday. Phil Ting, which is an assembly member, Democrat, San Francisco, he states, while in California, we pride ourselves having fairly strict gun laws, we've done better than other states, but still not good enough. Now, Assembly Bill 1594 passed its first hearing in the Assembly Judiciary Committee in a 7-2 vote. Now, this bill would allow private citizens, local government, and the state attorney general to sue gun makers and sellers. Supporters said that the measure would make sure the gun industry faces accountability like every other industry. Now, Ting goes on to say, I don't think it's very fair that the toy industry has a lot more liability than the gun industry. That's a damn lie. First of all, the toy industry is not in the Bill of Rights. Okay. Now, opponents criticized the bill for being vague, and some said the bill contradicts federal law. Roy Griffith is with the State California Rifle and Pistol Association. And he states, if passed, it would result in distracted law enforcement and wasted tax dollars. It would be a challenge and it will be repealed, which it probably will. Now, the other bill is Assembly Bill 1621. It was another bill that cleared its first committee. Now, this bill aims to strengthen the state's ban on ghost guns by halting the sale of untraceable gun parts. It also requires anyone in possession of unserialized guns to make them traceable. Mia Tretta was shot at a school shooting in Southern California in 2019. Her classmate used a ghost gun to kill two other classmates before killing himself. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but okay. She recently stood alongside President Joe Biden. That says a lot. When he promised to crack down on ghost guns, she dialed into Tuesday's hearing at the state capitol. Tretta said, anyone with a credit card and the skills to build kill furniture with some spare time can make the same gun that took the lives of two of my classmates and changed mine forever. Now, how does this girl know this unless she's built one before? That's like me saying anybody that can build IKEA furniture can pull a transmission out of a car. And I've never built kill furniture or pull transmissions out of cars. Good gracious. Sometimes when people say stuff, it's just so stupid. But a lot of times when we hear this stuff, as long as we agree with it, it sounds good. But when you are listening with an unbiased mind, or even a biased mind, you realize how stupid some of this stuff sounds. Now, some of the opponents said lawmakers need to focus more on the people using the weapons. Firearm parts don't kill people. Behavior kills people. And that's where I wish our focus would be directed toward: violent behavior used with any weapon, no matter what it is. That's what Assembly Member Tom Lackey, Republican of Palmdale, said. Now, both bills now are headed to the Assembly Appropriations Committee. Now, that last part, what he said, Firearms don't kill people. Behavior kills people. That is so true. So when you look at the stats of gun violence in the United States, in 2021, according to the CDC, there was like 19,000 people killed due to gun violence. Most of those were by suicide. So that tells me, if you have, well, number one, it tells me two things. As I mentioned in my last podcast, there's not an epidemic. There's no epidemic. And number two, the problem is not firearms. The problem is the people that use them. If most of the gun deaths related to firearms were suicide, how do you figure that the firearms are the problem? The problem is mental health. The firearm is just a tool that is being used. But gun control idiots, they always say the same thing. They erase logic out of the equation and blame the firearm. That's just like me saying, getting mad at myself. I'm trying to hammer a nail. I missed the nail and hit my finger. Instead of getting mad at myself for missing the nail, I get mad at the hammer and throw it across the room. How stupid is that? I have a car wreck, texting on the phone. Instead of getting mad at myself for texting and driving, I get mad at the car. That's how stupid that sounds. So let me bring up some stats that I was looking at as well. California, big gun control advocates, laws out the wazoo. Texas, very generous, conservative gun control measures. They still have too many. When I say they, I mean we, because I'm here in Texas. We still have too many on the books, but at least we have constitutional carry. At least we are headed in the right direction. We shouldn't have to do anything because it's a God-given right. And it is also, not only is it a God-given right, it is certified by the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. Now, but I digress. Gun violence. I'm looking at this at these statistics at worldpopulationreview.com. It's state rankings, gun violence by state. Now, I find this kind of interesting. The top two states with the highest death rate are Texas and California. Texas is leading with 3,500 deaths, and death rate, and California with 3,184. Now granted, Texas is ahead, but they are only ahead of California by less than 500 deaths. So you have one state that's very conservative with regulating firearms, and then you have another state that's issuing and trying everything they can possibly do to take guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, but yet their death rate is the same. Now, what can you get from this? You can get from this stat that no matter if you are very conservative, very constitutional carry friendly state, or if you are a gun control nut state, the death rates are still the same. So what that tells you is gun laws don't matter. The problem is not firearms. The problem is the people. Mental health, because as I said, most of the deaths are caused or due or suicide. So why would you keep? Well, okay, let me take a step back. Number one, California is number two with the highest deaths related to gun violence. They have all of these laws in place, but yet people are still dying out of the wazoo. So what is the answer to that? Create more laws. Now, I've heard of stupid, and I know that stupid is as stupid does, but that just don't make sense. That math ain't mathing. It just ain't mathing. So it has to be other reasons as to why you want to take all of the firearms out of innocent people's hands. Now, you have, I know y'all seen it on YouTube, seen all of this video surrounding what's going on in California. These crooks, these thugs, these criminals, they're robbing people in broad daylight. They're trying to eat lunch and they're getting robbed at gunpoint. Now, I'm thinking, if a criminal is not afraid to rob someone in daylight at gunpoint, I'm sure he's not going to be afraid to have a gun illegally, which most of them are anyway. So what is a gun law going to do for anyone? It's not going to save lives. If you have people, if the underlying problem is mental health, which the stats show that that is a possibility, and more than likely that is the major problem, you're still going to have crazy people. Only now they're going to just start jumping off bridges. Are you going to ban bridges? They're going to start cutting each, you know, slicing the throats with knives or overdosing on pills. And we know there's a pill problem, but nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about the opioid addiction. You hear about all of this stuff and people dying every day, and these meth addictions and all of these other kind of addictions, but nobody cares is gun violence. And I promise you, there has been more. In fact, let me look that up. Deaths associated with what did I just say that was? Deaths associated with opioid addiction in California. I'm curious to see what that is. So, in California, an estimated 45% of drug overdose deaths involved opioids in 2018, a total of more than 2,400 fatalities, a rate of 5.8. For gun violence, the rate is 7.9. So you have an opioid crisis, which is getting very, very close to the same gun violence. And again, this, I'm just looking at the first thing I see. This is kind of old data, so it's probably even higher. But no one is, I haven't seen one law on the news to do anything to help against that opioid crisis. You know what I'm saying? You just don't see it. It's always gun. And that is not necessarily the most pressing problem. And even if it was, gun laws are not the answer. All you're going to do is end up with more people, innocent people, becoming victims because they cannot protect themselves. If you're in California listening to this, you need to vote these people out of office. You need to do it ASAP before you can't even protect yourself, not at all. What is it going to take for someone to get these people out of office and make change? Because eventually you can't keep blaming it on the politicians if you keep putting them in office. So, you know, if you voted Newsom in, yeah, hope you don't get robbed, because don't call the police because you don't want them. You want to defund them, and do not try to go to no gun store and get no gun. Just let them have you any way they see fit. Anyway, this your boy What the Wood. You have been listening to Guns and Freedom. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done it. Make sure you check out the website gunsandfreedom.com and buy something from the store. Help your boy out. I'll get with you on the next episode. Peace.